Workday just changed what you are buying. In late 2025, it paid $1.1 billion for Sana, an AI company, and began moving its AI strategy from features inside modules to a whole new interaction layer sitting on top of your tenant. To pay for that layer, Workday introduced Flex Credits, a consumption meter that sits alongside your seat licenses. The pricing is not fully published, the packaging is still moving, and the sales team is selling it anyway. I review these contracts for a living. Here are the five things to get right before you sign. Tip 1. Understand why the AI is free right now. Through August 31st, 2026, Core HCM and Financials customers get Sana and the self-service agent at no cost. That window is not generosity. It is designed to build usage, dependence, and internal champions before the rate card exists. Enjoy the pilot, but treat it as a data gathering exercise for your side too. Measure exactly what your organization consumes, because that number is your negotiating baseline when the meter switches on. One more detail that matters. Credits only burn in production tenants. Sandbox testing is free, with one exception, the BP Optimize agent, which consumes credits everywhere. So pilot in the sandbox and let the consumption console log every production action from day one. Tip 2. Learn the credit math before your teams do it for you. Every agent action burns credits, 1 to 10 for simple tasks, 10 to 60 for analytical work, and up to 750 for complex AI operations. API requests bill at 60 credits per 10,000 calls. You receive complimentary credits sized to your organization, but Workday has published no rate card for what additional credits cost. You are being asked to budget for labor priced by the task, with no public price per task. Never accept a consumption model where only the seller knows the rate. For a sense of scale, a standalone adaptive planning customer receives 10,000 complimentary credits a year. Map your expected agent activity against an allotment like that, and you will see how quickly a large enterprise crosses into paid territory. Tip 3. If it is not in the order form, it does not exist. Before signing the Flex Credit policy or a new master agreement, get four things in writing. The price per additional credit block, whether unused credits carry over, a hard consumption cap with notification before overage, and an extension of the API billing exemption that currently expires on January 31, 2027. Then stand up the platform consumption console with alerts and one owner, because credits governed by nobody become an invoice signed by you, and add an escalation clause. If consumption runs more than 20% above forecast for two consecutive months, the parties meet, and the rate is on the table again. Tip 4. Negotiate Sana as its own commercial event. Workday has not defined how Sana will be packaged or priced long-term, and pricing is expected to drift toward models that scale with usage and headcount. Do not let an undefined AI product ride into your core renewal, where it inflates the total and clouds your benchmarks. Keep the AI on separate paper, with its own exit rights, its own price protections, and its own proof-of-value milestones. Ambiguity in a contract always costs the buyer, never the vendor. Watch the paperwork trigger too. The updated master agreement is required for new and renewing customers, and for any existing customer whose usage exceeds the complimentary credits. That signature is a negotiation moment. Do not give it away for free. Tip 5. Open the renewal 12 to 18 months out, because your leverage peaks 6 to 12 months before the date, not at the table. Rationalize modules, run your true-up analysis, and time final concessions to Workday's fiscal pressure. Its year ends January 31st. A seller racing a quarter close, facing a prepared buyer with usage data and alternatives modeled, is a very different negotiation than a customer calling 90 days out. And bring third-party benchmarks. Workday negotiates hundreds of these agreements a year. You negotiate one. Independent pricing data is how you close that information gap. One last point. At Redress Compliance, we negotiate workday agreements for large enterprises on a pure contingency basis. Our fee is 25% of what we save you. If we save you nothing, you pay nothing. Risk-free by design. Before you sign the Flex Credit policy or your renewal, let us review the deal. Reach out at redresscompliance.com.